spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We are so excited today because we are joined by a very special guest, Julia from Real Housewives of Miami. How are you doing, Julia?
Very excited to be on your show. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you. We absolutely loved you on Real Housewives of Miami. We're excited because it starts tonight on Bravo. We got a chance to watch it on Peacock. We have to start because we absolutely loved seeing you and Martina's relationship on the show. We just thought it was so great to see. How did it feel being the first lesbian couple to be featured on Housewives?
You know, I'm still, you know, so emotional about it because I just want to say it first, like, oh my God, finally. And, you know, yeah. Being able to show how we live our family life, to show the light on something that is like so normal to me, but unfortunately still not normal to other some people, you know, and then maybe, you know, I'm thankful to the show to allow me to shine the light for certain people to see that love has no gender. That's been saying this ever since forever, like, you know, I realize who I love, and it's an amazing honor. You know, I'm just trying to do my best. Representing the community is a huge responsibility. So I am literally just trying to be me and show people our life, our family, our multiple animals, and that's it.
Yeah, I loved, I mean, we loved Martina on the show. We thought she was great and such like a breath of fresh air in the Housewives space. Cause as you know, there's, you know, it's a lot of fluff and like fun. And so it was great to see her. Did you have to convince her to be on the show or did she like, was she like, you go on and not film, or was she open to it the entire time?
Martina is an extremely private person. So it was a very big surprise that, you know, it was a surprise or not, because, you know, she supports me in so many ways. And she said that seeing my face being like my eyes when I told her that I would like to be Adriana's friend on the show and be part of it, I said it with such energy that she said, like, I could have not say no to you. I saw that it made you happy. There was something there. It wasn't just, you were not hesitant. It was like, wow. And I said, go for it, girl. You know, and that's how, that's our partnership. You know, we want to see the other person happy, and Martina is all about it. So that's how she wrote it. And, she's with me. She was such a trooper. She filmed. She was not complaining.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Housewives before you were on the show? And is that how you got on the show, through Adriana?
Yes. Adriana called me one morning and she said, we had a long conversation. And towards the end, she said, well, it's actually, there's something else I want to tell you. And she invited me to be her partner on the show, her friend. And I'm like, wow. And she said, like, do you want to take a minute to think about it? But it was something, you know, like, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I had some other projects and I was kind of busy with other things, but I kind of manifested and I knew it would be amazing. What amazing? I had no idea because I've never watched a show, any of those Real House of any city before, but I love Adriana's energy and our dynamic is so much fun. So
yeah,
like I felt as if we were already doing it like forever, but like, okay, why not show the world? So after I said yes, I watched like literally the three next days of my life were season one, season two, season three of Miami only, you know?
Oh, wow.
Okay. I did my homework. I now kind of know, and that's it. I have not watched any other cities, nothing. Just recently, a little bit of Beverly Hills, just a
okay.
little bit.
Okay, yeah. How did you feel watching it? So, I mean, watching three seasons of Miami must've been crazy, but did you like, was it illuminating to you about the people you were on the show with? Yeah. Did you look at them differently or were you like, okay, this is who I thought they were? Like, how was that experience for you?
When I go into something new, I have no preconceived ideas or expectations. People are how they are and who I am to expect them to be a certain way or whatever, you know? So that's kind of the beauty of life. Life carries a lot of surprises, good or bad, whatever, but you have your natural reaction to whatever happens at that moment. And that's what the great thing about reality TV, that you don't fake it, you know, you don't have a script. You just like, boom, right there in it. And have your authentic, real, true reaction. That's how I kind of came in on the first day of my filming. I had no expectation about other ladies. Yes, I've seen them on TV during my first 3 days of watching the seasons, but it's, you know, it's one thing you see it on TV, but I didn't come up with kind of a baggage. Oh, you are like this. I never put labels. Yep. People. So even though I've seen them, but I had no labels and I still don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to approach it. That keeps it fresh because then you're having like true reactions, you know, to your interactions with the women. We loved your friendship with Adriana. Can you describe her? How would you describe her in three words? If you just had three words to describe her, what would you pick?
Loyal, fiery, genuine. Funny, nice. Fantastic, and I keep going.
That's more than three.
How did you meet Adriana?
We met through a mutual friend of us in Fisher Island years ago, like, I don't know, just when I moved to Miami. And I still remember, you know, she was wearing this like white outfit. And when I looked at her, she said, my name is Adriana, but she reminded me of like a Snow White. So in my mind, I kind of gave her a nickname, Snow White. I don't know why, but
okay.
She had those lips, like puffy lips.
I can see that.
Pouty. She was pouty. You would know if she's in a good mood, bad mood. And then she smiled. And her smile was absolutely amazing and so genuine.
Yeah.
And we hit it off like right away. We exchanged numbers and we start seeing each other. Over the years, you know, she came actually to Martina's birthday in Wimbledon a few years ago. So it's, it's a genuine, great friendship. And, you know, filming together, you know, we got to spend so much more time together because that's the greatest thing. Because in life, you know, people are busy. They don't get the opportunity to spend that much time with each other. And, you know, thanks for the show. Kind of got in touch with a lot of people and appreciate it even more now.
Yeah. What's your response to people who watch the show and were like, they're in love with each other? I mean, a lot of people love to say that. We initially were like, oh, this seems a little, but then we bought your friendship by the end of the season and it seemed really genuine. So like, what's your response when people are not shocked by how close you are, but just like, oh, this is kind of a different friendship. What do you say?
I'm still waiting for Geneva to give me our best friend ring.
You want that five?
I'm expecting it. Right?
But, you know, again, people will always have reactions. They will always sometimes, you know, find some twist in something that to me is so clear, but then they would twist the situation. If you pay so much attention to it, you'll go crazy. Your brain will literally twist yourself, you know? So I don't like take it personally. I mean, come on, Martina doesn't mind it, you know.
Yeah.
She couldn't even figure out why people were so upset. Like, come on, imagine you girls would go to each other's farm and one of you would dirty your beautiful white shoes, right? Wouldn't it be almost natural to kind of take off the beautiful Valentino shoes and kind of like, okay, I'll wash your feet, I'll give you a foot massage. We giggle. My relationship with Adriana is based on a lot of like humor. We make each other laugh all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how we are. And, you know, I'm not going to filter myself on camera when I don't filter myself off camera. Let's be exactly that way all the time in front of other people, in front of Martina. That's how we are. We make each other laugh and we have each other's back, you know. So that's our dynamic. We're not like serious. We have a lot of humor in life is already too serious. So if you would like act, you know, distance with each other. And plus, you know, she's Brazilian. I'm half Russian. So we are warm people. You know, we hug each other. We hold hands. So what's wrong with that? You know?
Yeah. Do you feel like the other women were trying to start, I don't know, like drama by always commenting on your friendship? Like, do you feel like that was a ploy to just kind of talk about you more?
That was something they had, definitely something in mind. Maybe some of the women were surprised because they don't interact the same. Oh, that's my dog.
Oh, cute.
We have to ask about the animals. That will come because I feel like you have 3,000.
I saw the goats yesterday on your Instagram too.
Play with me.
Oh, how cute.
I know, she's like a very needy Belgian Malinois. Hey, Nina.
What's her name?
Nina.
Oh, Nina.
Oh, she's so sweet. She's like, I need your attention, please. I love that. So we have to ask about like your favorite, other than Adriana, who would obviously be your number one, who's like your favorite housewife that you got to know on Miami's cast? Like, who did you really connect with outside of Adriana?
I connected with Nikki so much. She's like the most genuine, nicest, sweetest person. And well, for example, there was a thing last Thanksgiving, my daughters were traveling, you know, they were away studying abroad. So Martina and I were just us. And I'm like, really? We're going to be just us during Thanksgiving? How sad, you know, my family's in Russia, her family's in Czech Republic. So Nikki calls me and she said, you coming to us? And I was like, really? We went to her house. She had this big Cuban family. Everybody was there. That was the nicest ever best Thanksgiving I ever had in my life. And Nikki said, like, from now on, if your girls are not there, you're coming to me. So she's like such a genuine girl. I love her. I am such a big fan of Lisa. She's so funny. She's a bubbly girl. She's fun. She's the most generous and fun hostess. When you go to her parties, it's like, wow. So yeah, I mean, it's a dynamic, amazing group of women, and you know, with some you get along better than with the others, but that's normal. I mean, it's exactly
what
happens for everyone. But you know, I'm very thankful that I was able to connect with some of the great girls, you know, and we're now great friends.
Are they all pretty natural? Like you said, you are who you are on screen. Is there anyone that kind of turned it on when the cameras were rolling and they're different when it's not rolling?
You know, maybe I'm like looking at life through my pink glasses or whatever. People I get along less, I try to kind of not focus on them or how they're behaving. So it's more like, you know, I can tell you who I like the most and who I get along the most with and who I naturally kind of gravitate and enjoy hanging out, whether it's on and off camera, the same way. And it's hard to know what the person is going through at the moment they're screaming or yelling.
Right.
You know, they probably are genuine and just like who they are. So I wouldn't be able to think screams for real.
Nothing drastic. Yeah. That you've noticed. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's your relationship with Larsa like now, you know, over the course of the season? Obviously you guys had some hiccups in your relationship. Like, were you able to get to a good place, or kind of how's your relationship stand?
No, not yet. We are not in a good place yet. I don't know if it ever will happen, you know, but I keep my mind open. She was doing during the filming some things I was not agreeing with. And even after that, like in recent events, you know, she gave an interview somewhere recently, a few days ago, and was, you know, kept insulting, going at Adriana, and then called her a grumpy old man. Like, really? I know, right? So I how condescending is that? And like, why are you girl in that way? But that's who she is, you know. Like Martina has a lyric saying, she says, you cannot blame a giraffe for being a giraffe, you know. You are who you are.
You are who you are. Yeah.
And so I made a comment to Larsa, I mean, to the, you know, together with everybody, I just said, I think Larsa is projecting. As a result of that comment, Larsa called me a weirdo. And she said, no one asked you, you're weirdo, stay out of it. So she's just being Larsa. And then she unfollowed me on Instagram and I think probably even blocked me. So that's where we are now. We don't have really at this time any particular connection. But again, it's, you know, life is going on. Who knows if we ever meet again? What will happen? For sure, there is an explanation. If there is a possible friendship in the future between us, it has to be a genuine explanation, because certain things I just will not turn page on just like that. I'm not going to sit under the carpet. I strongly disagree about certain of her arguments.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And that's where we are at, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the out of wedlock argument seemed really archaic given, I mean, where we are in the world and just like, I don't know, just understanding that everybody's life is different and that women become pregnant. I mean, it was such a bizarre thing to like stand on a mountain and be proud about. How did you, I really liked that you said something and stood up for your beliefs, but like,
yes,
how did that
baby
feel?
Was out of wedlock too. So thank you for standing up for me, Julia.
That's
true.
Like, how did you deal with that in the moment? And like, was that the turning point in kind of your perception of Larsa?
Oh, probably. Yes, it was. You know, it really showed me who she, and it's who it's actually even showed me more who I think she is really, is when she was trying to kind of cover up what she said by trying to say that she didn't really mean it. But yes, no. Well, you said it exactly that way. She said she could not have a child out of the wedlock. And even if you like, if you don't mean it, why are you even saying it? You know, I had three children with three different fathers, so as millions of women. And I mean, what does it mean? You know, we're, like I said, in 2022. I mean, why would this argument even come out of her mouth? You know, I, at first at that dinner, when she said it, I kind of stayed quiet for a second. I was shocked, but I thought maybe Nicole has to answer something herself. That was her moment. But then I realized that she kept bashing her, and that was a really difficult moment for Nicole. That's when I just couldn't hold it in. And I said, and I wish I would say something sooner, very disappointing. And that's, I think, who Larsa is. And I hope maybe one day she'll realize it and we'll look at things differently. But like right now, we are not in a very good place. I think like she was very hypocritical about it, and her genuine behavior about certain issues, including that one, is very hypocritical. And I just don't have room in my heart for people like that.
I think sometimes on the show, it appeared some of her stuff was very youthful, you know, like unfollowing people on Instagram, like that's like her battleground, you know, and it's just very, it seemed disconnected from some of like what we really appreciated about this season was that like the genuine friendships it seemed that all of you have and that long history. And I think that was the best part for us about this season, was to see, like we always say with Housewives, when you have like a true group of friends that know each other, it's just dynamic television. You guys can do anything and it's good TV. And I think that's what you found with this cast for sure.
Yeah, we, like you say, we are genuine. And, you know, even people who didn't know each other for such a long, for a long time, we got along even while we didn't get along. You know, we tried, even like, again, Larsa and I, we tried a few times to get some common liking or common ground, but it didn't happen with her. But then with some other women, it was a lot of ups and downs, but all around with a fun dynamic. Like I said, it makes good TV, but it's like that in real life as well. There is a real life.
Yeah. So we know, speaking of
housewife friendships, change of fun, so much season to season.
They do.
So it'll be interesting.
We hope you and Adrian. I hope you and Adrian make the Adriana make the like the long haul. Speaking of fun, we have to ask about the Russian pickle shots. Tell us about this tradition. We've never seen this. And are you still standing by your story in the Hamptons that it was not alcohol related, your sickness? Those are two alcohol questions.
No, bro. So which one do you want me to start with?
With the Russian pickle shot. We'll start there.
Yeah, that's how we do it in Russia. Seriously. This is water.
Are you sure?
And the pickle like cuts the taste of the liquor.
So that's water.
You held it together really good on the show. I
did.
That was impressed.
thank you. So yeah, like drinking pickle, that's our tradition. You know, we always have either bread and salt and vodka or, you know, like a chaser would be pickle. I remember seeing it since I was little, you know, people would have big gathering lunches and dinners, and they would cheers vodka to each other, like little shots, and always a pickle. And then like, it's the way you smell it, you inhale, you breathe again, and you put the pickle. It's so much fun. It's kind of very festive, makes it more fun. You know?
I got to try it. I would have never thought when I saw that on the show.
As a backer.
They do pickle backs, right? That's a popular shot.
It probably changes. It's such a different sense of to the brain. It just makes you forget all about the alcohol. It really does make sense.
Yeah.
And the olive oil. How much olive oil are you drinking? That blew us away.
Yeah, that's kind of a little Russian secret. You can, because if you drink olive oil, it's kind of puts a layer of protection over your stomach lining. And you can, you know, have a couple of extra drinks. So going back, I did not forget your second question about whether I was this or that. I would say definitely maybe alcohol kind of accelerated my food poisoning, but it absolutely was, because when you know, I'm like old enough, I have been hungover before in my life, you know.
And yeah. We're right there with you.
You know the difference.
More than once. But you know, it, like, I never, when you're like hungover, you know, like your head is not very clear, right? Mine, unfortunately, was so clear that I totally was realizing what's going on, but I felt like so helpless that like I could not, you know, I had all kind of issues going on at the same time. And then paramedics came in and they gave me like an IV, and they took my like the heart rate, and they said, would you like to go to the hospital? Because my heart rate apparently did not went up after they gave me the IV, and that's the sign that there is something else going on. And I had all the signs without going to the, you know, close details, that definitely something other things were going on, and it was like very difficult. And so that was that, you know. And I went up to that. I said, guys, yes, it was both. I did have, you know, here and there, but it was such spread out throughout the day. So alcohol was not the main reason, you know. If ever something like this will happen again, you know, I have no problem owning up, you know, because we're all human and sometimes we get a little bit like overserved, whatever.
A few times. Yeah. You know, no, I think you handled it like a champ.
I mean,
you were ready.
I think I remember you in the, like a silver outfit coming up, and it's crazy.
I know, like a kind of rise like a Sphinx.
I thought Martina handled when you, it seemed like you kind of glossed it over when you were on the phone with her. When she watched it on TV, was she like, why didn't you tell me it was this bad?
She was so worried for me, because when she knew the doctors came in, and she knows like I'm usually kind of a tough cookie, so she knew something is going on, and she's extraordinary protective person, and she doesn't like me to be in pain, and she knew I was there in a kind of a strange place, new house. I mean, she was happy that Adriana was with me, And Adriana called her and she reassured her that I was okay, but still,
yeah,
okay, but she's not there. She doesn't know. So she was in total panic and really yeah. worried. And
how long have you been together, you and Martina?
We met for the first time in 2000. Oh my God, like 22 okay. years ago, but we...
Wow. How is that 22 years ago?
You but we met and then we haven't seen each other for the next 8 years. And then in 2008, we met again in Paris again, same time during the French Open Roland Garros. And I already had my two little daughters. One was two, one was six. And like, we literally bumped into each other in a tennis player's restaurant in Roland Garros. And she was like, hey, what's new in your life? And I said, well, this is Victoria. This is Emma.
There's a couple kids.
Yeah. And how about a breakfast 8 years later? I said, she said, okay. So we had one breakfast, then we had one more breakfast, then third breakfast. And then she moved in.
Wow. So my parents were a one night stand and then they moved. And then my dad like never left and he moved in. They've been together 40 years. So like, aww. you never know. Was it like difficult? Or I mean, I've been married to a professional athlete and just, she's considered one of the greatest tennis players, man or woman, you know, of all time. And just athletically, like, how was that shifting to a relationship where like somebody, you know, just at that high level, what did that look like when she was?
You know, I was in a limelight all my life. And I'm so used to cameras and I'm so used to, because, you know, I was like Miss Russia and being born modeling for so many years. So seeing her being interviewed or cameras go on her, it was not a new environment for me. It was just going on her and not on me, you know? Yep. So that was just your Martina on camera. And then when her and I were together, that was Martina off camera. So I know very little about tennis, or actually about any sport, to be honest. So she used to laugh and she's still kind of laughing about it, that I am with her without probably not even knowing how to read the tennis score. You know, it's a
great problem. I love that. Yeah.
But for me, I was just like, Martina, yes, okay, great, fantastic. She is the most amazing athlete of all times. But that was, that's enough.
You're like, whatever.
You know, I see her here in the kitchen, like cooking and doing stuff. And we did play tennis couple of times in life. And then I said, I'll never play tennis with you again, because she was trying to teach me how to serve. And I had my idea how to serve. So
right.
You know, it's like so funny. So we always, you know, we have a lot of humor in our relationship. And that kind of helps a lot going through all kind of like ups and downs in the relationship. So for me, she's just Martina, you know?
Right. Oh, I love that.
Do your daughters interested in playing tennis? Do they hit?
Martina used to, she tried to train them, but you know what? They didn't love it. The girls didn't love it. I wanted them to be tennis players, you know?
Right. Yeah.
They did not want it. You cannot push your kids to.
Yeah, of course.
Martina tried, like one of my daughters was more interested in it than the other. You know, my younger Emma, she was like, trying to be ballerina on the court, like kind of looking, trying to catch butterflies with a tennis racket. That's what Martina said, okay, I quit, you know? And then the other girl, they didn't love it enough, but they know how to play tennis. Yeah. And that's great because sport will always help you in life, no matter what you do.
Yeah. So what was your talent when you were Miss Russia? What was your talent when you were on the pageant circuit?
Well, they did not ask us. It was not like,
oh, you didn't have a talent.
No talent particularly. It was like interview, swimsuit competition, and the evening gown. That was Miss Russia and Miss USSR, actually. I was the last Miss USSR. And then for Miss Universe, I went the following year. Dick Clark was the host. We went like last three remaining contests. I was like one of the three remaining girls. My biggest challenge was speaking English, because I didn't speak English, like literally 10 words. And it's still like the most embarrassing moment of my life. When they asked me a question, I could not answer because I didn't have an interpreter. And I said, okay, one day I will learn English. I will come back on TV and I will speak English. So here we are.
Yeah, you're
well, you did it.
Great.
Yeah, you. How old we you really when enjoyed you.
Pageants.
18. I was 18.
Oh, oh wow, so young. Wow. So okay, I know we don't have much time, so we have.
They're on the circuit.
10 years old, baby pageants. We just have a few more questions left because we're wrapping up on our time. A few quick housewives questions. First would be, somebody you're taking on a desert island with you from the cast. You get to pick two women to come with you. Who are you picking?
Nicole and Adriana.
Love that. And if you could pick anyone's style to take over their closet, who would you pick?
Nicole.
Oh, okay. And if you could go on a game show, like a competition, who are you competing with?
Larsa.
As part of your team. Larsa?
Who I would compete with part of my team?
Yes, with.
You know what? I would say Larsa. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Hear that, Larsa?
I love that. Yeah, I love that. So anything, we loved watching you. We're so excited to see it on Bravo. It starts tonight at 9 p.m. Everyone, you're probably listening to this right after, but is there anything you want to clear up about your portrayal on the show or anything you would like viewers to know about you?
I did my best to show the best I could my life. And I hope people, you know, will relate to some of aspects of my life. And I hope they will be entertained. And I hope they're like, you know, the animal lovers for sure will be entertained because they will see it all, you know, and there are more to come. But, you know, if there are any questions, I'm here. I'm answering some questions on the Instagram and love connecting with my fans.
We really enjoy
we enjoy you so much.
You're one of our favorite housewives and you're a great addition to the cast. And we wish that you were already taping because we needed a new season because we loved it so much.
I know we need another season already. Well, thank you so much, Julia. Take care.
Thank you so much.